Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a WWE star has quietly turned heel and changed brands.
An update on that whole Roman Reigns situation.
A long-awaited in-ring debut has been confirmed for tonight's AEW Dynamite.
And WWE's plans for The Judgment Day have been revealed. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm still wondering why they added the to the Judgment
Day. So people
Day.
Didn't confuse it with the paper? I don't know. I'm Adam Wilborn, and this is the news.
Get the E in as well when it comes to that name. Anyway, we're going to kick things off by covering a report here from PW Insider's Mike Johnson on one Lacey Evans. Now, if you've watched the past couple of days, I guess, of Lacey Evans content, you're probably a bit confused because, of course, she had the weeks and weeks and weeks of the vignettes bringing real life situations to the fictional pro wrestling world, seemingly presenting her as a babyface. Speaking about, I'll dive into that in just a minute, but that seemed to be the direction that WWE were heading in. On Friday's episode of SmackDown, she was kind of doing the Chris Jericho 2012 bit, wasn't she? Where she was a bit over the top and a bit like, a bit kind of rub it in your face, baby face, but really a heel. That was the kind of insinuation coming out of that. It was a strange change of direction. And then on Raw, we got kind of like a condensed highlight reel version of the vignettes that she's been delivering, the promos, the heartfelt promos that she's been doing on SmackDown. Now, quietly, behind the scenes, WWE now have actually moved her to Raw. That's why you got the package on Raw. And she's also a heel now, right? They've decided this behind the scenes. This has happened.
Baffling this.
After initially bringing her back as seemingly a babyface. Now, I think there's some big picture stuff to dive into with this, I think. Like, the things that Lacey Evans were diving into. And look, I'm leveraging real situations into pro wrestling. It's been done for decades and decades and decades. Some of the stuff she was dealing with. I mean, she was talking about, like, her father overdosing and, like, other people in her family struggling with addiction, like somebody attempting to take their own life. It's the kind of stuff that, thoughtfully speaking, I think a content warning would be appreciated by a lot of people who could potentially have memories of their own past traumas brought up when stuff like this is explored on such a grand stage. And, like, I think that would have been appropriate, put it that way. And to kind of to take that content and generate sympathy. I shouldn't call it content. To take those horrible experiences that Lacey Evans has had to go through, like harrowing stuff, like full respect to her for getting through these things. To take that and kind of use it as a ruse for a heel turn after generating babyface sympathy, I think that's pretty objectionable. Nonetheless, it's what WWE seem to have done here.
Astonishing this.
Yeah.
I was already shocked the moment that they were bringing her back with these vignettes in terms of the fact of, like you say, this is, you know, cutting deep for her in real life.
Yeah. Like,
this isn't
something
that they've created from her backstory. She has had an astonishing life.
She had a tough life,
exactly. And to achieve what she has done, it deserves to be applauded. So I've always felt a little bit awkward when they were presenting this, but I was like, you know what? If we're going to say, oh, she's not this woman who just, you know, uses the woman's right and is an annoying heel with Baron Corbin, like you may remember her as, this is the real Lacey Evans now.
Yeah.
And then turn around and say, and this makes her a baddie, is just, I mean, it's if weird. You ever needed more evidence, WWE doesn't know how to create baby faces anymore.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. Like, if they've used this as a ruse and this was the plan all along, it's like, I don't know. I think that's the kind of thing that will appear on your list of most, like, objectionable promotional tactics at the end of the year. And it's, I'm kind of at a loss for words with this story, really. Yeah. Because, like, you have the core part of it, which is they've just changed plans after 4 weeks, which is, like, weird, wacky stuff. But then you dive into
and the wrong brands, and, yeah.
Yeah, it's all over the place. I kind of wish they hadn't done it. I wish they'd handled this a bit more thoughtfully and with a bit more care and a bit more sensitively as well.
If you want to bring her back as a heel, bring her back as the heel she was.
Yeah, precisely. You can switch up her presentation a little bit. She doesn't need to be, like, in the dress and with the big hat and doing the old-timey lady stuff.
You're nasties.
And, yeah, she doesn't need to be doing that anymore. Just switch it up a little bit and... here we are.
Anything else would have been better than what they've done, in my opinion, to turn a heel.
Yeah, I agree.
But anyway, we'll keep you up to date as and when that develops. Speaking of developing situations, though, Roman Reigns, big story coming out over the past few days. There was all the speculation about him leaving when he cut that promo in New Jersey over the weekend. And then a report came out yesterday from Dave Meltzer seeming to suggest he was going to take 10 weeks off between the 19th of June and the 5th of September. Well, the internet, understandably, rather exploded about that.
My mentions were an absolute disaster when I mentioned this story. Not saying I agreed or disagreed or thought it was true or false. I merely posted the facts of the story and I got bombarded by the worst people in the world.
There you go. But thankfully, the brilliant Andrew Zarian of the Mat Men Pro Wrestling Podcast, which is one of the best podcasts out there, Andy, that isn't ours, has sort of clarified in a tweet what WWE's plans may well be, and that he isn't going to be completely missing from WWE for that 10-week period. He's instead going to be missing house shows in smaller markets, hence what he said in New Jersey. He's still going to be on TV. He's still going to be on premium live events. So there's less chance now there's going to be a sudden dropping of the belt, both belts, to someone like a Drew McIntyre, as people were suggesting last night. But... yeah, a bit of panic across wrestling Twitter as a result of everything.
Yeah, and I get it. Like, I get why people sent me these passionate, this is BS, why are you reporting, why are you mentioning it? I get why people sent me that, because people are really invested in Roman Reigns.
Oh,
That's obviously a good thing. So, hey, fair play. Like, when I was, like, a bit... And I assume that the people who send the more passionate responses are a little bit younger. Because when I was, like, in my teenage years, I was the same.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, how dare you, you scumbag.
Ride or die, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%, man. I was the kind of guy who assumed that because I was a WWF guy, that everyone in WCW served.
Yep.
But I was 15, so fair play. But, yeah, I had some good interactions coming out of this as well, I should clarify. But where am I? Yes. So, clearly... Dave Meltzer and Andrew Zarian have been informed different things by different people. We'll see how it plays out.
Yes, exactly.
That's my take on it.
I get people want to say, oh, yeah, this has been misreported. They can only report what their sources tell them. And as much as you would want to point fingers and throw rocks about this, how many times do we report something and it's just the case? It just does play out like that. The Stone Cold situation was all over the bloody shop. Yeah. But once we got to the end point, it was like, there we go. There's everything as it's sort of played out. But, you know, and plans change. Let's not forget that.
It's how reporting works. Like, a source will sometimes tell you something that doesn't pan out. Like, the process isn't that Dave Meltzer
Vince McMahon's not messaging Dave.
Yeah, and going, oh, pal. But, like, Dave Meltzer and Andrew Zarian aren't going on their shows and making things up.
No.
Like,
I am. Yeah. The next WWE champion is going to be Kerrigan, baby. God, I love that, actually.
You've got to give me a warning before you scream in my ear.
Sorry.
Come on.
There?
No. Yeah, no, save that for later. I'm sure there'll be...
Oh, so you want it later?
No. Right, let's move on, alligators. debut on tonight's Dynamite. Right?
Yes!
In-ring debut.
It's Venice, very evil, my wife, Danhausen.
That's his catchphrase, everybody. Danhausen's making his in-ring debut for AEW on tonight's show. He's wrestling Tony Nese.
And his tiny knees.
And his tiny knees and his 12 abs. And Mark Sterling's there.
Never wear a top if I was Tony Nese, ever.
Yeah, so I would just walk around like the supermarket.
Oh, this?
Yeah. I could cook an egg on these bad boys.
What peace.
So this has been brewing for a while. Tony Nese has had issues with Hook. Or it's quite a one-sided issue, admittedly. Mm. He doesn't like Hook.
Give me Hookhausen.
There you go. And on this week's show, last week's Rampage, sorry, he cut a promo and he was like, I'm the hottest free agent signing in AEW history. And he was like building up to the idea that he was going to challenge Hook, but then he challenged Danhausen, which is kind of like a nice twist. It was well done. Mark Sterling, I think, has added quite a lot to Tony's.
I agree, yeah.
Mark Sterling is such a goober. He's really good. And the match has now been made by Tony Khan. He tweeted out last night. So, yeah, he came down and he was like, you should be in my corner. And he gave him like a gift-wrapped bag of chips. This man is so absurd. I love him.
I love it. But I've really turned baby face. Not that I was heel on it, but I was a bit like...
You figured him out.
Yeah.
I've
got on board.
Yeah, the appeal of Danhausen is something that at first glance a lot of people, like yourself, will just look at and go, what's this little weird guy? But the appeal, I think, that has been demonstrated in AEW is that he just puts himself in these absurd situations. Like the idea that the cursed teeth tequila dancing guy has any right to have had enough of Hook, who's this shoot martial arts badass, son of Taz, all of that is crazy. But we've gone completely off the point here. This will be Danhausen's second match since breaking his leg in October. He did an indie date last month. I, for one, can't wait to see what kind of wacky theme song he has.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he's like in the ring. I don't really know a lot about him in between the ropes, so...
It's going
to
be weird.
I'm excited to see it. A bit of a stacked card, isn't it, tonight's Dynamite?
It's something like 6 singles matches, so here.
And it's been, I think it's fair to say Dynamite's been a bit all over the place recently. Some great stuff, yep. Some not so great stuff.
Yeah.
Hopefully tonight is the night that they really nail it, because there is certainly the potential with that card. And yeah, best luck to Danhausen. Also, just as a side point, nice to see him back in the ring after he broke his leg. Always good to see people recovering from injuries. And yeah. Good luck. Hope it's not a cursed debut. more impressions on tomorrow news, to be honest. We'll talk about all the fallout from Dynamite on there.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
And let's talk a little bit about The Judgment Day, Edge's new stable. Of course, Rhea Ripley joined on WrestleMania Backlash and then wrecked Liv Morgan on Monday Night Raw. And according to PW Insider's Mike Johnson, they are planning, WWE that is, to add another member to the faction, which would make it a foursome. Of course, Edge, Damian Priest, Rhea Ripley right now. I mean, it should be Ciampa, right?
You'd think so.
Yeah, that's all I really have to add to this. Like, there is the potential for, like, Finn Balor betraying AJ Styles and joining and making a purple demon
He could be the blue demon.
But I think it works better. Add Ciampa. Then you can have some mint, like, 4-on-4 match with the Judgment Day versus Styles, Balor, Morgan and Mustafa Ali. And you know what? Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it was Fightful Select who reported in April the Ciampa was being considered alongside Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley panned out. Ciampa's obviously a heel on Raw.
He's got a lot of justification as well, because he's arrived on Raw and just been completely overlooked, even by a production thing.
Yeah.
It's like, here's Ciampa. Anyway, on to the next thing.
Here's Tommy.
So, have him in there. And, like, what a like decent mix of people. Yeah, veteran.
Interesting.
Young star in Ciampa.
Young star.
smaller guy, let's say, in Tommaso Ciampa, but also... Like, if you watched any of what he did in NXT, you know what he can do. Damian Priest, Damien Priest, massive guy.
Rhea Ripley's young.
Potential and, yeah, future and previous, but also future. Probably should do it whilst she's in the stable. Women's champion as well. So, yeah, really excited to see what they do with that next. Just maybe cut down on the bollocks in the promos.
Yeah.
I don't need four promos in one where they're like, oh, do you remember when CM Punk said that thing about signing autographs? And do you remember when so-and-so, like, oh, when Bray Wyatt called everyone sheep? Like, They're a bit. Do you know what they remind me of? And I don't want to draw any comparisons, and I don't want to do any who's better at what? Early days of the House of Black.
They are.
Stop talking. Just get in the ring and wrestle because you're really good at wrestling.
At times, they are indeed the House of Black.
Indeed.
Shout outs to Colin Young, by the way.
Fair play. That's a great word. Right. Let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Jonathan Rivera, who says, "Since you wanted more hair questions, I'm glad this is already a thing."
Thank you, Jonathan.
To give to Andy, who currently has the best hair in Japonia? And why is it Via Mahan with his shiny Pantene Pro V perfection?
He has lovely hair.
Seriously, look at his hair, Jonathan writes. Also, here's Gideon on my girlfriend's butt. Nice dog. Good dog.
Fair play.
Good dog. Good dog, Gideon.
Via has good hair.
Yes, who else has got great hair in your eyes?
Hook. It's obviously Hook, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, he's got that effortless kind of just rolled out of bed vibe to him. It's a total mess, but he pulls it off. It's Hook for me.
Yeah. Do you know what I quite like? Karrion Kross with hair. Saw him video of him doing a Jesse Ventura impression with Chris Van Vliet.
What an impression.
Spot on.
Chris Van Vliet, low-key, has some of the best hair in wrestling.
I'm so good. I missed him over WrestleMania weekend. Simon met him and Scotty Too Hotty, and there was a bit of me that was like, which one am I more jealous of here? I love Chris Van Vliet.
That's like three of the nicest guys of
all
time.
Via wins.
Via's got lovely hair.
I'd almost take a pounding from him just to get close to that hair.
Get back.
Indeed.
He's going to destroy you.
Second question of the day comes from Matt Rains, friend of the channel, except for Michael Hamflett.
Never heard of him.
Who writes, "Good morning, guys. What are your guys' suggestions as to what the stipulations will be for Wardlow to have his long-awaited match with MJF? If MJF needs a mic to tell him, I'm sure the one behind you works, right, Adam?" This one. I don't know. I've never really...
Let's get over it. Come on. I think this is going to be a swerve. I think that Wardlow...
Swerve Strickland.
Swerve's going to be involved. I think that Wardlow is going to do something that really pisses MJF off and gets under his skin and just somehow coaxes MJF into accepting a straight-up singles match. I think that's how it's going
to be. For double or nothing. Yeah.
For double or nothing. Michael Dubley.
I don't think Big E deserves a match, but, you know, there you go.
Big E?
Big E. We're not calling him by his real name. Wow. MJF told me that that's what I should call
Piggy.
Him.
Piggy, I thought you said Big E. What?
Get well soon, Big E.
Get well soon.
But yeah, Piggy doesn't deserve a match. Piggy, he doesn't deserve to have a contract, to be honest.
Yeah.
He is ungrateful to one of the nicest men in Disney.
Yep.
Sean Atkin gives us our final question of the day. He says, "I love the signs in the background about random topics, especially video game signs in AEW. Yeah, I see them, and I don't really mention them because I don't really understand them. Something about Final Fantasy or something. What kind of random topics would you guys like to see covered in fan signs at wrestling shows?"
Flat fuck. If you put the flat fuck,
can you imagine,
on a sign? Obviously, you can't go to the show. You can't write flat F-U-C-K.
The flat picture that you've got on your desk. It, like, do you remember when, was it Brian Danielson or was it Punk? I think it was Brian Danielson on Sidgwick's birthday did something. I can't remember. It might have been his first match or something like that. And there was a happy birthday Sidgwick sign that said, "Touch Grace."
A grand slam. It was a grand
slam. Thank you, right.
And our friend Jeremy got the photo.
Yes, it was incredible, right? But imagine, Double or Nothing, for example, if you are going, CM Punk wins the world title, or Hangman Page defeats CM Punk and retains, whatever. Something big happens at Double or Nothing, and a giant alligator is held up behind them, or a crocodile, whatever you want to call it. I think that'd be it for us. I think we'd peaked.
I think if you go to an AEW show,
you're sure of a big surprise.
Or a WWE show, and you're like in the hard cam in the view, if you hold up a picture of the flat, you know, the one where he's like massive, flat, we will feature you on the news.
100%.
Of course we will.
You could be the background in the news for the entire week if you pull that off.
You really could be.
Also, just a sign that says "Free Deirdre Rashid" would probably be huge. All right, let's move on to today's and finally, and
the Westfield one.
A tweet that's been doing the rounds on Reddit Squared Circle. Andy, do you know of a rapper by the name of Westside Gunn?
Yeah, I love Griselda.
West Side Gunn apparently stopped his Griselda show in Chicago. Do you know what for?
I have no idea.
Well, I'll tell you, go and check it out on Andrew Barber's Twitter, at Fake Shore Drive, because West Side Gunn just stopped the Griselda show in Chicago for a wrestling match between Kane and Hulk Hogan.
All right.
Oh, sorry, Hollywood Hogan.
Okay.
He got chokeslammed.
All right.
I love the crossover sometimes. It's just like there was the one the other week where it was like, oh, we're having a metal show. And Brody King's like, and I'm going to chuck Darby Allin into the crowd.
It's tremendous stuff. At very least, West Side Gunn is like a known really big wrestler. He references wrestling all the time
yes.
in his music. And you've had loads of examples. I think they're from Buffalo, Griselda. So maybe they should do something with the Butcher and the Blade.
Absolutely. I'm just staring at this now.
Yeah.
I love it. It's not quite Wale's show, which was just bonkers.
Yeah.
But
it's fun.
More wrestling music crossovers,
yes,
please.
Yes, I agree.
Mr. Worldwide. Right, let's know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Because, and he doesn't know about this, today, me and Andy Murray are going to be reviewing NXT 2.0.
What?
He hasn't seen it. We're going to jump in the studio in about half an hour's time. And I'm going to...
I haven't watched it yet.
I know. The best thing about it is with this show, you don't need to have seen it.
Okay.
The funniest thing is me telling you about the mad bollocks that happens on it. We're going to be reviewing NXT 2.0. The Dadley Boy is going to be previewing AEW Dynamite later. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. Also send us your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Sorry to sprint.
Why am I only just learning of this?
We've got meetings in the office. People are busy. And
Could you not get someone who's watched it? I don't watch it until my lunchtime.
Where can people follow you on Twitter, Andy Murray?
Nowhere, because I'm in a huff now.
Can follow me on Twitter, Andy Wilbur. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks, Andy. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.